The trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin continued with testimony and sometimes tears from bystanders who saw Chauvin kneeling on the neck of George Floyd as he was handcuffed on the ground. Daniela Fraser, who was 17 years old at the time, gave her account of seeing Chauvin kneeling on Floyd's neck. Prosecutor Jerry Blackwell asked how seeing that has affected her.
When I look at George Floyd, I look at my dad. I look at my brothers. I look at my cousins, my uncles, because they are all black. I have a black father. I have a black brother. I have black friends. And I look at that and I look at how that could have been one of them. It's been nights. I stayed up apologizing and apologizing to George Floyd for not doing more and not physically interacting and not saving his life.
Fraser had gone to a nearby convenience store with her 9-year-old cousin. That girl, now a third grader, was the youngest of the prosecution's witnesses. Her name was not released because of her age. She said she saw Chauvin with his knee on Floyd's neck. Prosecutor Blackwell asked her what happened when the ambulance came.
Yes, the ambulance had to push him off of him.
And how did that happen? Did they simply come in an ambulance and then go up to push him off, or what happened?
They asked him nicely to get off of him.
And when they asked him nicely to get off of him, what did he do?
He still stayed on him.
Blackwell asked how that made her feel.
I was sad and kind of mad.
And tell us, why were you sad and mad?
Because it felt like he was stopping his breathing, and it kind of like hurting him.
Another witness, Genevieve Hansen, was an off-duty firefighter and certified EMT. She's one of several bystanders who called the police on the police. She testified there was no question that Floyd needed medical attention, but the police would not let her assist.
I would have requested additional help. I would have wanted someone to call 911 for the paramedics and fire to come. I would have asked someone to run to the gas station and look for an AED, and I would have checked his airway. I would have been worried about a spinal cord injury because he had so much weight on his neck. I would have opened his airway to check if there were any obstructions, and I would have checked for a pulse. And when I didn't find a pulse, if that was the case, I would have started compressions.
Another prosecution witness, Donald Williams II, is a wrestler trained in mixed martial arts. Under questioning by prosecutor Matthew Frank, he said he called the police on the police.
At some point, did you make a 911 call?
That is correct. I did call the police on the police.
Right. And why did you do that?
Because I believe I witnessed a murder.
In cross-examinations, defense lawyer Eric Nelson repeatedly made an argument that the bystanders were unruly and distracting the police. Defense lawyer Eric Nelson cross-examined Williams.
It's fair to say that you grew angrier and angrier.
No, I grew professional and professional, and I stayed in my body. You can't pay me out to be angry.
The eyewitness testimony will likely continue Wednesday, with police and medical experts to follow. After that, the defense will have the opportunity to make its case. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.